are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And our Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by Lee Real Estate, Audiology Associates, and VistaCare. And joining me this morning, Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor. Boy, what
you really wound the wind down for me. I appreciate that.
I did my best. We've had a nice stretch here, some beautiful days.
Yeah, and it looks like rain.
We could have some moisture starting tomorrow and through Saturday. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, we really can use it as long as it's a nice soaking rain, which is what it kind of sounds like it's going to be.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what we need. I know there are a few events going on, and even if we have to postpone those because of rain,
right?
Won't that be a great problem to have?
It really would at this point in how things have been. Even that little bit of rain we got not too long ago. It was amazing how quickly things greened up
Isn't that true?
Mm-hmm. And we really need some more. So, we have to make those adjustments. That's A-okay.
So be it.
So how are things going in Fort Pierre? What's going on?
Oh, gosh. There are, as you and I have talked about, there's always something going on in Fort Pierre. With the Energize Conference is coming up very quickly, and we are finalizing the details on that, lining up some volunteers to help at the registration table, just making sure that we have locations for all of the breakout sessions, and the program is now finalized. So we know what that's going to look like, and there are some really good breakout sessions. And as I've said, the keynote speaker is going to be worth the price of admission alone.
Absolutely.
And so that's May 11th and 12th. I think the registration cutoff is May 1st. So if you have any questions on that, feel free to call me or Sunny at Fort Pierre Development or Kelly in the Fort Pierre office, and we'll get you information on any part of it.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good conference for those attending. So if you're able to be a part of it, yeah, get there and take advantage of all these great sessions that are lined up in all the breakouts that are going to be part of this.
Right. And as we've talked about, it is focused on small towns, populations of under 5,000, because we have so much in common and we have so much to gain from sharing ideas with each other. So if you live in a small town, represent a small town, have a small town business, get in touch with us, and we'd be happy to talk more about it.
Yeah, this would be a great opportunity for you. So what else is going on?
Well, we had a groundbreaking for Bad River Cannabis last week, and that they are the first to have an official site. There are two others that are working on licenses and going through the process. Bad River Cannabis, I believe they have a supplier in Lyman County. I believe that I understand that correctly. And so that is one of the first things they have to do besides going through the state and city licensing, is find a supplier. Will be located on Sale Barn Road. And as I say, there are two others in the process. So we'll be seeing construction on that site very soon.
Yeah, because they've got to get that going. And like you said, there has to be a supplier within the state of South Dakota. So getting all that in place takes some time, but getting the groundbreaking going, that's exciting.
And it is.
You can watch the progress.
Exactly. I'll give you just a little teaser. There is word that we are going to have a new place to have coffee and lunch and breakfast in Fort Pierre, and so we'll talk more about that as we can.
Ooh.
Isn't that exciting?
That's going to be fun to find out more, yeah.
It is. And, of course, we need summer help. We need folks in the parks crew and, of course, lifeguards. We need a good staff of lifeguards to open up the pool. And so we generally employ a lot of students, college, high school students, who have the summer and would like to spend it in the sun and the water And so if you know of people, if you know of young people who are interested in a summer job, if you yourself are interested in a summer job, just there is an application online, and then Roxanne Heason is the person who does all the hiring of the lifeguards, and she'll be happy to answer questions about rate of pay and things like that.
Excellent. So some great summer opportunities. Let's get those job positions filled. And
that's right. You know, that's right.
Keep everything running smooth.
We can't open that pool until we have enough lifeguards.
Exactly.
It takes a lot. It takes, because they're longer hours, and we have different shifts, and we have swimming lessons. And so we generally have young people come back year after year, which is great. And because they know all of the procedures. Procedures were a little bit different during COVID. That was a whole new ball game.
Yes.
But we're back to normal now, and so we just need lifeguards.
So reach on out and get your application in so you can be part of it this summer.
Exactly. And one of those events that might get postponed is the Rotary Club has planned a cleanup of the area right off the bridge and along the river, the Teton Island area and on, and if it doesn't rain, we can always use more volunteers. 2 o'clock in the parking lot by Drifters is where we will gather. We'll work until about 4:30, and so we'd welcome any volunteers. We will postpone if it rains.
All right, so keep that in mind, but that'd be a great thing to be a part of. Fort Pierre residents, get on out and get the community, nice and spick and span for all the good events coming up.
Exactly. And then finally, along the cleanup line, in the city newsletter that every utility customer receives, there is a coupon for a free pickup load or small trailer load to the Pierre landfill. And so as you're cleaning up and you want to get rid of that, find your coupon, take it over, present it to the Pierre landfill, and then the city of Pierre will bill the city of Fort Pierre for the total. And so that is our contribution to help people clean up for spring and encourage you to use your coupon.
Yeah, absolutely. Take advantage of that opportunity too.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you, Mayor. As always, thanks for coming in. Always a pleasure to chat with you.
Thank you, Dave. Always a pleasure to be here.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. There's Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen joining us this morning for the Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the folks at Lee Real Estate, Audiology Associates, and Vistacare.